The planet Tarset, silent, inhabited only by shadows of a civilization long dead. A planet where life of every kind has departed.
I've been in my mountain lab completely out of touch with things. What happened?
Well, we'll soon know the details.
Geek tested, nerd approved. Extra Life Radio.
He must think he's Bruce Lee. He refuses to talk with his lawyer, the priest, anybody.
Extra Life Radio. It's like British comedy, only funny this time.
Hey everybody, it's Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson. How are things? You can't answer because you're the audience, which is probably just fine. Welcome to Extra Life Radio, show number 74. Today is some date of some sort. Oh, it's February 7th, 2006, if you can believe it. And this is show 74. And instead of dancing around and talking about crap like I always do at the beginning of the show, I'm going to avoid all that because we have such a long and sort of scary show to do. And there's so much to talk about that me talking now is a total waste. So I'll quit doing it now. Let's get out the business. Thank you, mindonthenet.com, for hosting myextralife.com. And thank you to youbynow.com and Brian over there for sponsoring the program. Today's show is all about a very special topic that's close to all of our hearts, and that's video games and the movies that get made about them, or that will, or that have, or that suck, which is most. Anyway, we're going to talk about all of that and much more, but before we do anything, let's introduce the crowd. With me in the room.
Crowd?
The crowd. The crowd. Brian, oh, we haven't heard that in ages, like 10 shows ago. Oh, here I go, tangent again. Blah, blah, blah. Stay on target. I'm too fat. I'm too fat.
Oh, is that a donut?
Blue.
Hit him, Jeff. Hit him.
Oh, yes. Let's say who's in the room first. With me in the room is Jeff. Jeff hasn't been here for a few shows, but he's here today. Jeff, how are things?
Good.
Jeff is far away from the microphone, so we couldn't hardly pick. Oh, wait. You're not on. That's why. Now say something.
Doing good.
All right, good. He's here.
He sounded just the same.
Yeah, I know.
Coming to us via Skype as usual, Brian from porkandbean.com. No, porkandbean, which is at studiom80.com because he couldn't get the domain. Brian, hello.
Oh, that
sucks.
That's awful nice.
Yeah, it's very nice. And from commissioncomic.com, we have Obsidian, every girl's dream, every boy's
dream. Every boy's dream.
Hi, Obsidian. Welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm extremely flattered and disturbed at the same time.
You know, you should be.
That must have been the scary part of the podcast.
That's right. From the Wang of America and from theinstance.net, Andrew, from far off. How are you? And you're hosting this call again. Thank you so much for doing that every week because your bandwidth rocks and mine both sucks and blows, if that's possible.
And the thing, what the ironic thing is you always rag on Obsidian's bandwidth and yours isn't much better, really.
No, mine's horrible. This is Little Columbia up here.
Well, I have 256. What do you have?
I have 256. Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
That's wow. Just well, though. I live in third world. What's your excuse?
I live one street away.
He lives in
one meg.
Yeah, that's true.
In Utah.
I need to somehow siphon off Jeff's internet because he's got like awesome wireless that makes me look like a, well, really a pile of shmoo. A big boiling pot of BS, if you will. All right, let's get to the program because there's lots to talk about. And before we get to our big topic, we want to show or we want to talk about some things people sent in that are just precious. This stuff is a total riot, and I'm not kidding.
He's golden today.
Hold on, I need a pen.
He's like the Seinfeld of podcasts.
Where's my pen? Hold on, I gotta get my pen.
You stole your pen, so you
didn't
click
it. This is so lame. Hold on.
What's he need?
Are we
pen?
On pause?
Yeah, no, we're still going.
We're still rolling.
Oh my god.
Okay, I'm going to take care of the podcast now. I'm going to take charge here.
Okay, people.
No, I got it. I'm back. Obsidian doesn't have to take over.
It was my opportunity to shine.
It was your chance.
I know.
You should have
grabbed it and ran with it.
Run, yeah. Obsidian. Okay, sorry about that. Anyway, we got all kinds of feedback over the week, and some of it is great. Some of it is really great. So this guy named Andrew lives in Canada, okay?
Canada?
Yeah, that's just north of America. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. Anyway, he sent some really funny stuff, and this is so worth playing. First of all, there's a tribute to Andrew in here, our Andrew.
Woo-hoo!
You just have to hear it to believe it, so check this out.
What's funny is I don't know if Sam M knows this, but there is a real-life MMO. It's called Go Outside. Speaking of that, Brian, I have a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell. So I think the new one is going to be called Not So Much Anarchy This Time.
Well, hello. He rears his head again.
Usually, I don't have to kill stuff in a while. I go around and I read and hug. I heard a rumor that Microsoft was currently working on an Excel MMO.
An Excel MMO? That's awesome. Yeah.
Like I said before, Scott, in WoW, I read and hug people. And that's the worst kind of monkey is the Forces of Evil monkey. So you get it free when you send in 6 box tops off of Fruit Loops. I think we need to read and hug.
Well, here's you and your reading and hugging. All right, so thank you very much, Andrew. That was awesome. A few Andrewisms there from the last show. I think people have been inspired by Sebastian's Andrew. Little mashups. And by Andrew, obviously, yes.
Yeah, I know. Anyone inspired by me, I am. In fact, I'm bricking up the windows right now.
You apologize now.
That background music was great.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, cool. I know.
I love the Benny Hill
music. That was a good soundtrack.
Benny Hill's great.
Benny Hill is great. In fact, as a young man, like in my junior high days, it was pretty much my only source of bare breast
porn?
Viewing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because every time you turn that on, even though it was on a local PBS station, and my parents, would freak out. Are you watching Benny Hill in there? No.
Tell the truth, well, no. Scott. You were watching it for the little bald man.
I'm watching nature, Mom. Yeah, she never believed
Scott
me.
Scott likes little bald men.
Hey, I like you, so there's something.
Okay, that's out of the closet.
We got another one here. This one is a tribute to the other guys, specifically to Mark, and this is great because, well, just hear it out. Here it is. Before we get too deep into things, let me introduce a special guest to the radio show today. This comes as no surprise to anyone who knows anything about my childhood, and since no one does, then you'll all be surprised. My good friend from much of my early life, junior high, high school, and beyond, to this day, is my good friend Mark Larson. Mark, say hi to the folks.
Hello, everybody.
I'd have to also say I really like once we added the other guy. The other guy.
The other guy is not here.
Hey, it's the other guy.
It's the other guy. Woo-hoo. That one, you know that one guy?
Yeah, that one guy.
Yeah, don't feel bad, Scott. That's the other guy. He's kind of bitter sometimes.
He's the fifth wheel. He's the sixth Beatle. Sorry, go ahead. He's sitting right here, and I forgot.
Selections from the other guy.
You know, there's a reason he's the other guy.
His name was Sheila about 4 weeks ago. Gosh, what the hell is wrong with me? Hold on. The other guy.
Oh, man. It's the other guy.
Now, you might say to yourself, well, where's the other guy?
I miss Mark.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I feel kind of sad now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It is I miss old what's his name.
Has me now.
Well, Brian, you may not have heard it there, but on the very tail end, you said, I miss Mark. Those were your actual words. So, yeah, we miss Mark. And so Mark, despite the fact he literally was paying $25 a week to come here.
I spend that much on hookers.
Well, a week?
Who's Mark?
A week? Well, you got some cheap hookers, boy.
Oh, well, man. this is Florida.
Let me just say, I feel totally honored to be the other guy.
Yeah, you're the other guy.
No. I'm sorry, Jeff, but nobody will ever replace the other guy. Yeah.
You're the new guy.
You can be new guy.
Okay, we have a somebody.
Oh no! Wait! You can be the snot man because I've heard that you're very sick right now.
Ew.
Yeah.
Just because.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, do me a favor, Jeff.
Get anything on the mic here.
Why don't Pooey you,
man and snot boy.
do us a favor, Jeff. Why don't you go up to the microphone and do one of those snot sounds, you know, like through your nose?
Ah, dude.
See, the thing that's
got... a good...
Here comes Chili, dude.
The thing that no one knows is
Scott needs a towel.
No, Jeff has Ebola right now.
So. Ah.
Hey, he got bit by one of those monkeys.
Speaking of snot, this is just kind of a stupid...
Ebola.
That's E. coli. You got it wrong.
Bird flu, Dr. Yeah. Jones.
Ebola. Is that not a tie? I thought it was a tie wear in Texas. What is that?
No. Manute bowl?
No. Ebola is what a witch gives you. She gives you the evil eye.
Oh, I thought it was... What the hell are you talking about?
I'm lost.
Okay, we got a correction from a listener.
Is this another one of those World of Warcraft jokes?
No.
No.
Listen to this. You guys are in trouble. This listener is calling you out on the Uh-oh. Optimus Prime issue from last week. Check this out.
Hey, Scott, Obsidian, Mark, and whoever, okay? I'm really pissed off with you guys. My name is Alan Hughes, and I am one of the biggest Transformers fans on this planet, all right? I'm also English, so you're probably going to play this call because Scott, gets his jollies off by listening to guys with English voices, which is kind of weird. All right, but anyway, here goes. The monkey's name from Beast Wars was Optimus Primal. Not Optimus Prime, not Optimus Donkey Kong, or what the hell ever. You know what? I'm sick of this crap. You're all a bunch of wankers. Sod the lot of you.
Well, okay, I can say something in my defense.
What?
Now, in my defense, the way I got to know him was not Optimus Primal or Optimus Prime. Where I saw it, he was called Optimus Primitivo.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, but if you translate that, it's Optimus
Primitive.
Amico.
Jumping Bean or something.
Yeah.
Optimus Jumping Bean.
Optimus Jumping Bean.
Can you still get those?
Yeah, oh yeah. The Optimus Jumping Beans? They transform them into
Beans themselves.
Oh, did you see one of the guys from the forums? He posted a picture of one of the new Transformers, and no lie, the new Transformers' name is Short Round.
No, it's not.
Awesome. Does he have any time for love? I doubt it.
Liar.
No time for love, Dr. Jones. Okay. Check this out. That was the Optimus Prime call. We got one more to do, and then we got to get to our topic. Anubis calls Obsidian out.
Uh-oh.
So check this out. Here you go.
Hello, Scott. I'm calling from Venezuela, and I just wanted to ask Obsidian a real quick question. The thing is, I've managed to murder around 25 people so far without getting caught, yet I haven't felt the rush of power one gets as one passes an arbitrary experience boundary to go up a level. I figured there were two possible explanations. Either I was a lot higher level already than I figured, or the people I was killing weren't high enough level. This is implausible since I've been mostly killing children up to this point. However, the last 6 murders have been high-ranking police officers. I figured they were at least level 6 warriors, so I should have gone up a level by now, but still nothing. Tell me, how many more people do I have to kill to go up a level? I love the show. Keep up the good work.
Okay, so...
That's awesome.
Jacques Cousteau, my friend. Thank you for your call from the grave.
Oh, that was great. All right, Obsidian, obviously he's making a play at your whole role-playing life thing.
But there is an answer. You have to start killing nuns.
Oh, that's cheating, though. That's like you're cheating, because if you do a nun, that's like 50 times the experience of just some regular person, right?
Well, he asked. He wants to go up a level.
Dude, can you imagine?
Months.
All the Catholic listeners are leaving now. They've
You know what I was trying not to laugh the whole time, because he sounds like Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, he kind of did.
Yeah.
It's a sledgehammer.
He's like, I cut off my hair because I was hot. I went home and I cut all my hair off.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's like Mario and he has to kill the boss at the end.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is Obsidian.
Yeah, Obsidian, you're the boss. You're the Mario. So I can't remember, so forget it. Okay, let's move on to our big, fat, hairy topic. You guys ready for the big, fat, hairy topic?
It has to do with chickens, right?
Well, it's actually, I'm going to give Obsidian mad props, as they say on the street. The kids are saying it today.
Word to your mama.
Word to your mother that he came up with this idea to talk about video games that are made into movies, the ones we hate, the ones we like, the ones we hope they make, the ones we hope they never make. And I think we ought to probably kick it off, first of all, with one of the biggest movie game rumors of the year, and then we'll keep talking after that. And this comes to us from Ben. Here's Ben.
Hey, Scott. This is Ben from San Diego, California, and you guys said you were going to do a topic on video game movies. And I was thinking about the movie Halo. And I don't really know much, but I'm sure Andrew will fill in most of the facts for me. I'm worried about who they're going to have as Master Chief. Anyways, that's all.
Bye. Doesn't really matter.
Who? Danny DeVito.
Okay, Danny DeVito, dude. Come on now, back up.
The thing, the thing is, it doesn't really matter. It's not like you can see Master Chief in the first place. He's in the armor the whole time.
No, that's true. But if you're going to pick
they should have Governor Schwarzenegger.
If you're going to have a guy in that suit, who would you guys pick?
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. What do you say, Brian?
Worf.
Worf is good. That'd be Michael Dorn. Trek. Yeah, Michael Dorn. I shouldn't know that.
Michael Dorn.
Rico will be happy to hear that inside joke. Anyway, and then Jeff, who would you pick?
Yo, mama.
Hello? We're getting some lag right here in the studio.
What?
Delay. Okay, we'll come back to Jeff. We'll be right back to Jeff. Now let's go over to Obsidian. Obsidian, what is your choice?
Well, is it not obvious? Dean Cain?
Oh, Dean Cain. I can't believe it. I actually didn't think of that.
See, and that's all I could think of. But I didn't want to pick Obsidian's guy because I know how ticked he got last week.
That's right. You don't want to steal his thunder. Okay, so I would pick Michael Madsen.
You know who bought the rights to that?
Who?
What's his name? Peter Jackson has the rights to it.
He does. So he should hire.
Wait a minute.
He should hire Michael Madsen.
It's gonna be a six-hour epic.
He's not directing it himself, but he bought the rights, I guess, to make sure that the evils of Uwe Boll don't get their hands on it.
Wait a minute. I just thought of something. Something occurred to me. You guys are aware that Peter Jackson suddenly became thin. Maybe he's going to play the role.
Oh, he could be Master Chief, but all his weird hair would be sticking out under the helmet and stuff. But no, Michael Madsen, dude. Michael Madsen all the way.
I don't know. He was kind of out of shape in the last Kill Bill movie, so I don't know about that.
I like that guy. He can cut off my ear anytime. All right.
You know what? You know who would be pretty good? Is the guy who plays Jack on Lost.
Oh, yeah. He'd be all right.
Yeah, he'd be awesome.
I think he would do a really good job.
Especially
the guy who plays Sawyer would be good, too.
Yeah. Shouldn't we just be looking for a good stunt double? I mean, we're never going to see him anyway.
Yeah, I know. That's the truth.
Yeah, we really just need like a James Earl Jones kind of thing.
You know who? Ray Park.
Ray Park. Why not?
Truthfully.
Speaking of Star Wars, yeah.
Darth Maul.
Yeah. And Toad on X-Men 1. Remember that?
Well, the only problem...
And he was the stunt double for Raiden in Mortal Kombat 2 Annihilation.
Oh, and we're going to talk about that movie, too. I got that on my list.
He was also the stunt double for the guy who works in the toilet department at the local Lowe's.
You and your Lowe's. Dude, they need to start giving you royalty checks or something, or sending you like...
and Wendy's, too, and Kathy.
He says they don't.
Free insulation to Andrew for life or something like that. I don't know. All right, well, thanks for that call. Who was that? We don't remember. Ben. Thank you, Ben. I got a couple more to go, but before we get to those calls, let's go over a quick list that I made of movies that I think blew proverbial... I can't even think of a word appropriate enough for how bad these sucked. And today, we're going to showcase in the crappy movie of the week one of these, see if you can guess which one. On my list, I have Street Fighter, Mario Brothers...
I actually like Mario Brothers, even though it was cheesy.
Oh, it was horrible, dude.
Didn't it have Alyssa Milano?
No.
It had something that wasn't even good looking.
Yeah, you're thinking of Who's the Boss, dude.
It did have... most people don't know this, but the king that you see for like 2 seconds, the king of Mushroom Land at the end of the movie, is played by Lance Henriksen.
Oh, no way, really?
Yep.
All right, I like it a little bit better now.
Like 5 minutes.
I like it better now because I like Bishop. He's a good guy. Tomb Raider. It was okay.
It was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You get to see Angelina Jolie bouncing around for an hour and a half. I mean, that has got to count for something.
That's 90 minutes of pure bliss. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Mortal Kombat 1 and 2. Now, I kind of liked 1.
One
was good.
One is worth owning. The other ones are worth owning if you want to put them underneath your birds in a bird cage.
Yeah. I agree with that. The first one had that girl, though, that I didn't like because she looked like she couldn't beat anybody at anything. And I thought...
The blonde?
Yeah, what was her character?
She was flabby.
She played Sonya.
Sonya, yeah. And she was lame. She was just like some wimpy model chick. And there's no way she could fight like Kano and beat him.
Kano
was my favorite character in the game and the movie, by the way.
Did you know, ironically, that Kano's last name is Worms?
It's not whoop-ass, because that'd be better.
And Andrew.
It'd be better if it was whoop-ass. Open a Kano or whoop-ass. I have on the list Resident Evil.
Scott finishes it off.
That's right. I made it worse than before. Resident Evil 1 and 2. Blah. I didn't like them.
Well, I like Resident Evil 1. I like the first... I like the first one, but I do agree the second one could have been a direct-to-video release and no one would really noticed.
Now, didn't one of those have the girl who's in Lost Now plays the chick from the...
She was in the, I think, she was in the first movie.
She was?
She gets eaten by zombies.
Michelle Rodriguez, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was.
Don't they all get eaten by zombies?
No, not all of them.
Yeah, not everyone.
A good majority of them.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine survived and went on to... Okay, sorry. Let's see, Alone in the Dark. Speaking of Uwe Boll, or U Boll, or however you say it.
I never even saw that movie.
I never saw it either. I guess I'm lucky.
I didn't either. How about House of the Dead, his other masterpiece?
I saw House of the Dead.
I didn't see that one either. I guess I'm lucky that way.
You know what? For a guy who gets all this press, this bad press in the gaming... Hello?
Okay. Hello. Hello. Oh, my God. Someone, who is tearing up their microphone?
Someone's building like a erector set or something over there. Who was that? Was that you, Andrew?
No, it was not.
You said erection.
All right, back to this. House of the Dead. Didn't see it. Who cares? But well, no, what I was saying is everybody talks about how crappy his movies are, but I've never seen one. I have
it
no
was,
idea.
You're lucky, Scott. You're very lucky.
What, House of the Dead was bad?
Oh, my God. You know what? I think I would sooner be starved for about 4 months and then eat my own foot and watch that movie again.
I thought that was the whole plot of that show. Hey, but wait a minute. I heard that Sci-Fi Channel is doing a sequel. Have I seen that right? Did I see that on TV the other day?
Yeah. And it has nothing to do with Uwe Boll. And to get this was the funniest comment ever. One of the actresses in an interview on the Sci-Fi Channel said, "We're hoping that people will completely forget about the first movie," and I'm thinking, I was like, then this sequel needs to be like Oscar worthy if you think it's going to wipe out the horribleness of the first film.
Well, and they also should name it something other than House of the Dead 2 if they don't want people to know it's a sequel to House of the Dead 1.
So what would you have, like Apartment of the Dead?
The Selected Living Space of the Dead.
Oh, wait. I think they should call it Duplex of the Dead.
Duplex of the Dead, dude. There's nothing worse than a duplex neighbor who's also a zombie. That's no good. Hey, Brian, you were going to pipe in there. What were you saying? We cut you off.
I don't know. Was I?
I don't know.
No, I don't guess so.
And I just want to throw this out there. I think even though this isn't a video game movie, I was reading my new issue of Wired. And when I read the synopsis for this upcoming film, I about fell over laughing. The movie is called The Elegant Universe. It's based on a book about quantum physics.
Yeah.
And get this, in the movie version, wait, this is the funny part. In the movie version, a brilliant quantum physicist goes undercover to solve the murder of her sister, who is a Sports Illustrated model.
Ooh,
guess who, you can't go wrong there.
Yeah, but guess, get this, guess who plays the brilliant quantum physicist?
Dean Cain.
No, Jessica Alba.
Oh, really? Oh, it's a girl. Woo-hoo!
And I'm thinking, I was like, yeah, she's going to pull that off. Okay.
That's going to
rock. Brilliant quantum physicist,
yeah,
Jessica
she can't
Alba.
Even, she can't even spell the phrase brilliant quantum physicist.
Nope, but she could
I
have a
tattoo.
I don't
know if I can either.
Yeah, she's
at
a
least
Betty.
She's got a nice butt.
Yeah. She
yeah.
That's a physicist with a nice butt.
I'll drink to that.
You'll drink your
I'd
veggie
buy that
juice.
For a dollar.
Vegetarian tree hugger.
I mean, the only reason to watch Fantastic Four is because you get to see her in her underwear for like 5 seconds.
I went in to see Michael Chiklis with his shirt off.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within. That was poo.
I like that movie.
I like that movie, too.
It was okay.
Shut up.
It had Buscemi in it.
People didn't like it because they were expecting it to be based in the fantasy setting, like the games, and when it came out to be a world unto itself, I think it threw fans of the games for a loop.
Yeah.
I personally thought the film was awesome.
I thought that, it was beautiful
to
look at.
I mean, the story was very complex.
Yeah, maybe too complex. I just kind of walked out going, that wasn't great. And the acting wasn't great either.
Some of us get it.
Some of you get it, some of us don't. Yeah.
All Scott right. Scott was in there going, "Where's the NASCAR cars? Where's the guns? Where's the shooting?"
Now, what about the better Final Fantasy film based on games? The direct to DVD in many
Advent
parts of the
Children.
World, Advent Children. Obsidian, well, we know you're a huge fan of that.
Yes, I am. I've seen that movie so many times.
Now, have you seen it with subtitles or any English at all? Has it all been Japanese every time you've seen it?
No, I've seen it with English subtitles, and I've seen it with those humor subtitles I got from your forums. That was hilarious.
Well, I'm glad the forums are doing something for people. That's a good thing to hear. Yeah, I've only seen the Japanese sort of, you know, I don't know what they're saying. So I'm skipping to all the action scenes, because otherwise it's just sort of, Garimashita, ashtemashita, da-da-da, blah-blah-blah.
Oh, there we go. We've just driven off all our Japanese fans.
Yeah, we'll miss him. We'll miss that one guy who left.
Yeah, but what about Short Round?
Hey, he's Chinese. If you're Japanese and you listen to the show, send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I think that'd be great. MyExtraLife@gmail.com.
If you're Japanese and you read any of our comics, I'd like to know, because I've never heard from anybody Japanese or Chinese or anything that ends in knees.
Well, actually, once I think Scott did get an email from
listens
Godzilla.
Listens to the show or reads the comic.
Yeah. How about Wing Commander?
Andrew.
How about that movie?
Oh, that was horrible.
Ooh, that Jeez movie crap. Sucked so bad.
That had Freddie Prinze Jr. in it, and the guy that played Shaggy.
Yeah, that movie sucked so bad.
What's the guy that played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movie? I don't know his name.
Matthew Lillard.
Crappy actor number 1002.
But it makes me wonder.
Dude,
he
does excellent Shaggy, though.
Yeah, yes. He's a good Shaggy. But those shows suck, too. Oh, those are terrible.
There's
but I like him
a
in
good
it.
Shaggy. I mean, that sounds so wrong.
That movie, being someone who grew up playing the original Wing Commander games, when I saw that movie, I was like, okay, so basically they took the name and threw everything out the window. Yeah. And what's weird is that movie was written and directed by the guy who created the Wing Commander games.
Oh, it was? It's I like, didn't know that.
Yeah. He, like, threw his own story out the window.
Now, I didn't actually...
He would know best then, wouldn't he?
I didn't actually see this film.
Yeah, I mean, it's his right.
I didn't actually see the movie, but who did they have the big lion-headed guys in it and everything?
Yeah, but the
Kilrathi?
The Kilrathi guys, and they didn't have any fur. They were all like hairless cats.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I know.
That Egyptian kind of cat. You know?
I know. The first time I saw one, I was like, okay, what they do? Shave them all before they put them on camera?
That's crazy, Jeff. Have you seen that?
I shave every day.
I've never seen it. I knew who was in it, and I kind of knew it sucked, so I never bothered. But is it worth seeing just to get a laugh, or is it even that bad?
Actually, it is worth seeing to get a laugh out of it, to see how bad they butchered their own setting and story.
Yeah. Well, all right. How about Doom? That's the one I saved almost for last here. What do we think of Doom? We know what you think, Andrew.
In fact, I'll just stab myself in the hand right now on that one.
I never saw it. So anyone else BitTorrent this thing or see it at all?
I saw Doom, and I actually considered that it had a couple of things I would rescue.
Didn't that DVD come out today?
Yep, it came out today. It's the unrated version, which I don't know. Maybe it's got I think it has an extra scene of where they actually drag the writer and director outside and shoot them in front of the rest of the cast.
No, you know what? I actually read that the director's edition, you could really smell what The Rock is cooking on the mirror. Before, it was just kind of, you can smell what he's cooking. But now you can smell what The Rock is cooking!
All right. Okay, that was kind of lame, you know. and
Scott, you will be getting a letter from my lawyer for infringing on my rights.
And he works at Lowe's. Just kidding. Okay, Pokemon. I put Pokemon down because the games are based on the card game, but the movie, the animated films, which probably had some potential, are the most hideous, crappiest things I've ever seen. And I sat through a whole one with my 5-year-old, and I wanted to shoot myself.
Yeah, sure. Blame your kids.
It was horrible, dude.
The best I never saw any of those.
But what'd you say, Jeff?
Episode of South Park that was Chin Pokemon. That was a good one.
Chin. Oh yeah, I've seen clips. I've not seen the whole thing. Okay, so those are the ones we hate. Have I missed any? You guys know any that should still be on the list? And that's a lot of movies, guys. I mean, think about it for a second. Hollywood does not have a great record when it comes to video game movies. In fact, it's just about horrible. They're batting 1,000.
Let's put this out there. We've gotten. The Blood Rain movie that came out.
I forgot about that, yeah.
And Uwe Boll is currently working on a Dungeon Siege movie, which...
I'm so sad, because I like Dungeon Siege so much.
So did I love that game.
The trailer alone will make you vomit.
Yeah.
And Uwe Boll, get this, he also has the rights to do... he's doing a video game movie of the Hitman game.
Mm.
He has the rights to Far Cry.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Oh man, that's sad. I love Far Cry.
And he's doing a movie version of the game Postal.
That's his next one after the. I think that's the next one after the Dungeon Siege piece of crap, right?
Actually, Far Cry is next.
I think Hitman.
Oh,
I thought Hitman was next, but okay. Still, it's
I honestly
like,
have a question.
God.
I have a question about this. How? Why? Okay, everybody talks about how he sucks so bad, and none of the movies get good reviews that he's ever done. Can someone please tell me how people are coming to him and saying, "Here, make a movie out of our game"? I don't understand it.
There's a tear in the space-time continuum that
honestly,
he keeps slipping through.
Either that or he's slipping them, what do you call those things, Rickies or whatever, in their drinks? Mickey's. Ricky, Nicky,
no,
whatever.
The cheap street version.
No, what he does is I think he has
Canadian.
A prescription
yeah.
for those pills that Brian had to take where people forget.
Yeah, yeah. It must be, dude. So, honestly, do they go, well, look at all the money the House of the Dead make. Oh, well, sir, I'm sorry, but that movie only made $4, and that was the guy that worked at the theater. I mean, and then he gets these deals. I mean, I don't get it. If you want your film franchise to do well, why do you hire that guy? I don't get it either. It blows my mind.
I suppose that as bad as it may be, I mean, you know, people, they have. It's like the Doom movie. I mean, you guys all hated it, but you saw it anyway.
Well,
and I just found this out. He also has the rights to make Fear Effect into a movie.
Fear Effect. Fear. Oh, Fear. No.
No, not Fear.
No, not Fear.
Wait a minute. What's Fear Effect? I'm not. It's
Fear
not
Effect was a PlayStation 2 game.
I don't remember
it. He's got the rights to that.
Oh, that narrows it down.
No, it's like the cell shaded one. Kind of
and,
comic booky and stuff, yeah.
And he also has the rights to turn Hunter the Reckoning into a movie, too. Which is another PlayStation 2 game.
Again, how is he getting the deals? I don't get it, dude. I just don't get it.
Maybe he has money to start off with. I mean, maybe he just buys those rights or something.
Can you do that when the publishing holder of the rights is sitting there and you just sneak in and go, I'm going to buy that. Here's $10 to you. I mean, is that how it works?
I would be inclined to believe so.
That's horrible. I've also heard a rumor that the Tekken movie is still in someone's eyes. Someone's going to make a Tekken movie. I've also heard a Crazy Taxi movie. Come on, dude.
God.
I mean, seriously.
They're just like stretching now.
Yeah, I already made that. That was called Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, that was it. But why don't
you know
they just needed the crazy part? But why don't, if they're going to do that, let's make a Bejeweled freaking movie. I mean,
Make a Dance Dance Revolution movie.
Yeah, that's just as plausible.
I thought it was called You Got Served or something.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Let's
there's already
face
these movies.
It. What? All these games have very simple storylines, and they're just using the names
to get people in the seats.
To push these movies.
So
that's
wait,
what doing.
Crazy Taxi had a storyline? I mean, honestly.
That's what I'm saying. There's, you know, it's a very simple storyline. You're a character, you go do something, you know, it's very basic.
You know what I'm really...
You're just using the name to sell the movie. They got a crappy movie.
Well, then stay tuned
for the name
Space
on it.
Invaders.
That's right.
Space Invaders.
That'd actually be pretty good.
Yeah, that
I
would
like
be kind of good. And they would just go...
That's...
Get underneath the big shields.
You know what's shocking, though? That no one's made a Grand Theft Auto movie.
I know, that would be rated NC freaking 17, though, is the problem.
It would be rated XXX.
Probably would be. Oh my gosh, we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about movies and more about stuff and more about more. Much more. So hang in there, we'll be right back.
This is a hardcore gamer grandma, and you're listening to Extra Life Radio.
And we're back. We were talking about video games and movies. What? What'd you say?
Nothing.
They're always sneaking something in while I'm out. Scumbag.
Sneaking stuff in while you're out?
What?
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 Huh?
Who?
Scott.
What are we doing?
Huh?
Stupid show. Hey, Metal Gear Solid is supposedly up for grabs for a film. And
really?
Yui Bull was recorded as saying, I would love to do the film about the Metal Gear Solid. Although my metal would be much less solid and more gears. Yeah, board, yeah, yeah. Well,
okay, Scott, you're losing it.
Now, wait. The guy that, what's a Kojima, Hideous Kojima.
Hideo Kojima.
Yeah, he came out later and said,
there's no way.
There's no way, dude. We're not talking to that idiot. We not talk to him. He piece of crap. That's what he said. Those were his exact quote. You piece of crap. So, yeah, we don't want to...
Germans and the Eases.
Yeah, but we got... Yeah. Well, think about it. You think those guys would want to work together because Germans, Japan, you know, Axis powers, all that. But it ain't happening, dude. It ain't happening. Splinter Cell.
So Scott, what? Let me ask you one question before we go. Do you have a list on your desk of all the people you want to offend? And just going down the list and checking them off?
Yep. I'm going, all right, got the Japanese.
Got them. Got the Chinese. Got the Chinese.
Got the Germans. Who's next? The Polish haven't had trouble for years. Let's give them a little crap.
Well, you offend the Colombians on a daily basis.
That's true. But there's nobody, there's a Colombian sure can say Hideo Kojima again.
Hideo Kojima.
Oh, man.
And I'll bet, I'm willing to bet that I am pronouncing it a lot more accurately than you are.
I'm willing to bet the same. So
yeah, I know.
Let's all
I'm
go
willing
home.
To put money on it.
All right, Splinter Cell game. Now, here's the problem with Splinter Cell. They're not going to probably end up using, what's his name? What's his name?
Michael Ironside.
I almost said...
Dean Cage.
Mr. Iron Cage. What's
the
wrong
thing,
with me?
The thing is... It's not Splinter Cell unless Michael Ironside does the voice.
I totally agree, dude. I totally agree.
Now, the first time I played the first Splinter Cell game and I heard who did the voice, I was like, perfect choice.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
I kind of like freaked everybody out there.
That was
so
weird. No. It was a weird lag thing. That's all it was.
You killed the podcast.
But no, look at, think of it a minute. Here. Michael Ironside, if he's going to be Sam Fisher... Get him on a treadmill or something. The guy looks like a lump. There's no way he can be in this movie. So
can't
I'm
he just
all
do
for
some
it.
Voice acting.
Well, he could, maybe but that would suck. Yeah, they'd have to lip sync it with some guy.
No, why don't they do a CG version?
Oh, that would be horrible. Yui Bowl, bring him back. All right, let's talk about a few we want to see. Now, I'm going to just tell you two that I picked. You guys, I want you to chime in and see what you think. We also have some other messages to play. But I want to see Tron 2.0.
Oh, yes.
Base it on that game, because it was good.
Well, there was a rumor, and this was almost a year ago, there was a rumor at one time that a lot of the production design that was used in the game was originally going to be used in a second Tron movie.
Oh, that's cool. Was that what they were thinking of doing?
That's the kind of stuff that Andrew would know.
Yeah, and I was true. when I heard that, I was like, that would be awesome. And then when the game did really well, I expected that, well, the game's doing good. Maybe Disney will definitely make, even if they made it direct the video, as long as they made it as good as the game in a sense, they would do it. But now that I've heard nothing about an actual Tron 2.0 movie at all now.
Who played Tron?
Well,
what was his name?
Disney. I mean,
it was like a kid.
No,
oh, you mean in real life?
Oh, my gosh. Let's see who's on the phone, everyone. Live calling. Hang on one sec. Let's see who this is. Hello?
Hey.
Oh, hi. Who's this?
It's Kim.
Oh, hi, dear. This is Scott. You're on the air.
That's about to say. Even I recognize
Wait,
your
I'm
voice.
On my way home from my class.
God.
Oh, good. Well,
I'll let you know.
The kids are tied up and in the closet. Everything's good.
Great.
I was about to say, who is watching the kids?
No, I'm slipping them pita bread under the door and stuff. It's all good.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you later.
Love you, bye.
Bye. All right. Anyway.
She loves you, Scott.
Was that Who's watching the kids, the Scott?
No, wait.
Wait, Scott's like, hey, the kids are okay. I gave them a box of matches and some gasoline rags, and they're downstairs playing.
Oh, Bruce Boxleitner, that's his name.
Yep.
Sorry.
And Jeff Bridges. David Warner was in it.
Yep. That one guy that plays the one dude in The Thing, he was in it.
You know what's rather ironic about the original Tron movie? Bruce Boxleitner played Tron. He was also in Babylon 5. Well, also in the first Tron movie was Peter Jurassic, who played a character in the movie called Crom, who was actually in Babylon 5 with Bruce Boxleitner. He was the head of the Centauris.
Wow. So wait a minute. Who was on Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
I still fail to see how this is interesting.
Wait. Who was on Scarecrow and Mrs. King? That was Bruce Boxleitner, right?
Right.
I don't know why that matters. Let me just bring up stuff that doesn't matter. Obviously, there's no connection there. Let's move on. Yeah. World of Warcraft.
Awesome.
World of Warcraft. Here's what should happen. World of Warcraft should be made into a film, but it should be CGI animation, and it should be the Blizzard team doing it.
Yep.
That would be amazing.
But I think it should just be Warcraft. I mean, just...
Well, yeah, just Warcraft. Yeah. Yeah, the whole Warcraft lore.
Just go with the game. The game has a pretty good story anyway.
Oh, yeah, the story's awesome. And my favorite part of Warcraft 3 wasn't playing it. It was the cutscenes between the stories. I love that stuff.
Yep.
Now, I'll tell you, I think the people who did the Chronicles of Narnia could really do a awesome World of Warcraft.
Oh, they could.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're good at doing the cows.
They had Taurens in there. Yeah, like those big old cow people, so that was pretty freaking awesome.
You love those cow people, dude. Bring on the cows.
And the centaurs.
I am fascinated by cows.
What was it? Obsidian in what movie?
That Narnia was one of the few movies I have ever seen that had cool-looking centaurs.
Yeah.
You didn't like the ones in the Hercules show?
The Hercules show? Clash of the Titans?
Clash of the Titans,
what?
Dude.
What are you talking about?
Stop Hercules. Motion Central, that show.
Didn't
that
they
show.
Have one of those in Harry Potter?
I love that. What was that big creature they fought at the end, the big giant fish creature?
That was a Kraken.
Kraken, dude. The big old stop motion claymation Kraken.
His name was Kraken. Ironically enough, Kraken's first name is Butt.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to go to. Oh my gosh, dude.
I could almost see that coming.
Some of that movie was kind of creepy when I was a kid, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Medusa scenes and stuff.
Yep.
That was just
anytime that
awesome.
Stupid metal robot owl would come on screen, that would freak me out.
Yeah.
I didn't like the L.A. Law guy much. Bubo. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
L.A.
You know
Law
that?
Guy.
Yeah, the main guy was L.A. Law guy. What was his name?
L.A. Law guy. I think that was his name.
And as L.A. Law guy, I can't remember his name, but he was on L.A. Law, that's why I'm...
Harry Hamlin.
Harry Hamlin. Gosh, dang it, dude. What is wrong with my brain tonight?
Three of us
said it.
Yeah,
let's
so
say
all
that
agree.
All. Let's say that in tonight. Unison, everyone. Let's tonight. Hear another call real quick from someone who I can't seem to get to. Okay, sorry, everybody.
Only,
we're back.
The only good thing
keep
about
going.
The first movie is the guy they chose to play Al Simmons, because I thought he...
Yeah, he did a really good job.
I mean, he really did look like
Al Simmons.
That's how I would imagine Al Simmons.
Yeah. So
are they working on an Iron Man movie?
Yes.
I mean, there are so many ways that you can screw up an Iron Man movie.
Tom Cruise has the rights to it.
As you all can hear, we're
that's such bad news.
As you can all hear, we're on a tangent of comic book movie all of a sudden, but that's because we had to pause because we had a technical testicle difficulty, and we got the testicle all worked out.
Oh, the pants were too tight.
Yep. Here's a call from Blocktar, I think it is. Your guess is as good as mine. He didn't say it very well. I think it's Blocktar, but here it is.
Hey, guys. This is Blocktar calling from the Ovenit of the World to talk about the topic. After thinking a bit, I decided the few game franchises that would make okay movies are the Homeworld games, the MechWarrior games, and the Star Fox games. And one game that would make a horrible movie that was suggested to me by a friend is Katamari Damacy. Thanks.
Okay, agreed on the Katamari thing.
I thought it was Katamari Damacy, but okay.
Oh my gosh, say that again, but do it
slow
this time.
You know, you could say broccoli in a cheese sandwich and it would sound awesome.
It wouldn't taste awesome, but it'd sound awesome.
Actually, being a vegetarian, I think it would taste pretty good.
I actually agree with him about both. The two that jump out at me there are Homeworld and the MechWarrior stuff. That'd
be
cool.
Be awesome.
Okay, yeah. I got a suggestion for a game movie, and I wonder if you guys might remember this game, actually. It was a very simple computer game that, you know, back when you can get a computer game on a single floppy disk.
Yeah, back in the day.
Did you guys ever play Another World?
I did.
No.
Another World? They
Isn't
made
that
like
a soap opera?
No, they made like three or four of the games. Any of those had great plot and storylines. They would
make
a great
the other one was called Flashback, I think.
Oh, I love Flashback. Flashback, yeah. I like. Oh, no, yeah. Flashback was like a kind of a spiritual sequel to that game. It was made by the same people, right?
Yep.
Yeah, no, but my favorite is Another World. It's short, it's very simple, and it has such simple graphics, but it looked awesome. I mean, the game...
It used rotoscoping.
It was good on so many levels.
Yeah, rotoscoping. That was a hot thing back then. I got it. I waited in line at 6 a.m. For my Genesis version of that game at the mall. That's how much I love Flashback. That game rocked.
And that's how old you are.
I am very old. Hey, yeah, both those games would make actually great ones. Let's hear what Patrick has to say on the subject.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's Patrick again. About the whole movie video game thing, I think Advent Children was like the really only good video game turned into a movie. Since I've been playing Perfect Dark Zero on my 360, I would like to see some sort of Perfect Dark movie if they could pull it off. And I'm not quite sure how the Halo movie's going to turn out, but if they do it right, I think it'll turn out good. All right, I'll see you guys later. Bye.
Okay, Andrew, a little rumor control. Have you heard anything about a Perfect Dark movie? Because if anyone has, it would be you.
No, but I do agree.
So it's
never
going to happen.
No, if I haven't heard about it, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to shatter your dreams, but it ain't happening.
It'd be a fine film, I think. Joanna Dark's a good character. I like the setting.
Well, the thing is there's a lot of video games that would make really cool movies, like System Shock.
Wow, that's today's subject.
System Shock, Thief.
The Thief games. Even the Might and Magic games.
Yeah.
You know, any of those would make Baldur's Gate. Any of those would make really cool...
Gauntlet.
Valkyrie needs food badly.
Yeah.
Gauntlet.
I mean, you could turn any of those into a halfway decent... Granted, Gauntlet has got a plot that's almost as thick as the Doom plot, but...
Wizard needs food badly. You could do that. You could do a big old subplot on that, how the wizard really needs food badly.
But wait a minute. I just
Elf is about to die.
You film the whole thing from top down.
Valkyrie needs food. Valkyrie is about to take it in the butt. What were you going to say there, Obsidian?
I just imagined a System Shock movie, and I am practically begging somebody that works in the film industry and listens to the
do
podcast.
That.
I will do it. I will do it. Let me make the movie.
Yui Boll will do it.
Sorry.
I mean, that would be such an awesome movie. My life would be complete.
Mage has shot the food. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yui Boll. that was well, great. Hey, that was a game where you could shoot the food.
What?
The Ultima series. The older Ultima series.
Yeah, that's true.
The early Lord British stuff. That'd be awesome.
See, there's a lot of games that have really good potential, but it seems like the only people that get their hands on these games are Yui Boll and his flunkies.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm there with you, brother. Well, this has been a very interesting topic. I think we could probably go on forever about it. Are there any other films that we want to throw out there that we think should be made?
Shouldn't
be made.
Before we finish, we should go quickly over the ones that shouldn't.
Yeah, let's do shouldn't be made. Let's start with you, Obsidian. What do you think should not be made?
Okay, a game that should not be made. There's an old game. I don't know if you guys played it. It's called Speedball.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, I love that game. That is one of my favorite games ever, but you can't make it because you already got a movie very similar to
Rollerball.
Dean Cain, and you can't really go above that.
Well, speaking of Dean Cain, there's a movie that's coming out, an animated movie coming out called Fire Dog. It's all about dogs, apparently, and Dean Cain...
On fire.
Yeah, fire dogs.
Dean Cain, get this, look at this lineup. You got Tom Arnold, Lauren Bacall, Tom Berenger, Danny Bonaducci,
you had me at Tom Arnold. Go ahead.
It's a winner. Dean Cain, Beverly D'Angelo, Tony Danza, William Catt, and Michael Madsen.
Michael Madsen.
Tony William Danza. Catt. Are
all
Dean Cain in the same room? That is like a formula for success.
Hold on, is that the Greatest American Hero guy?
Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me. That sounds like a real big pile of steaming crap to me.
What's funny is when you go down and you read the people, when you read the people doing the voices in this upcoming animated movie, it looks like all they did was like, let's grab anyone that has no career anymore, and we'll get them to do voices.
That's awesome. All they need now is the fat Quaid brother. What's his name? Randy. Get Randy in there. We're done. Done and done. Finished. Woohoo. Anybody else got one that shouldn't be made?
I got one.
Okay, what do you think?
Actually, I got a couple.
Okay.
We'll give us a couple Crossing? Then. How about Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing should not ever be made into a film.
Wait a minute. I used to think Scott loves Animal Crossing.
I do, but it shouldn't be a movie,
like,
dude.
He loves it more than his wife.
I'm surprised they don't make it into like a kid's cartoon movie or something.
They could. They could
just
do that.
Give it some time. Just
they could do that.
Time.
There's no question
because,
they could do that.
You know, if they did it just right, everyone would rise up and attack and kill Tom Nook.
Dude, it's all Smurfs. It's all Smurfs. It's just an extension of the whole Smurfs mystical genre of myth, whatever. Except they're wearing pants, which is good. But yeah, we don't want to see that made. What was your other?
I was playing a game on the Xbox the other day. It was called Enter the Matrix. I hope they don't make any movies.
No more Matrix movies. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, Brian. Do you have any that jump out at you there, buddy?
Yeah. Any game should not be made into a movie.
Oh, that's look at that. It's a broad brushstroke you've made there.
And you know, it's like you take all the happiness and you just suck it.
But that is my livelihood, yeah? Oh, sorry.
Most games do not have a very thick plot and are not really made for, you know, for a movie. I mean, I would not like to see any. Because the thought, you know, the plots are so thin. It's with the exception of a few games.
Yeah. I think they should make an Oregon Trail movie. Then for like 30 minutes of the film, you can just watch everyone die of dysentery.
You know what? No, dude. You know what though, Brian? You know what? You hit on something important here. The movies that we think would be good based on video games are video games that are built like a movie.
Yep.
Yeah, Sam exactly. Fisher yeah. fits into that category. Even Tomb Raider. I mean, these kinds of games kind of have a movie atmosphere anyway. So those fit well, but you don't want to watch Pac-Man get chased by four ghosts.
you leave the theater, you're like, I just paid $8.
Waka waka waka. Yeah, well, I can't see it.
You guys got to agree that Danny DeVito would make a good Pac-Man.
He would.
He would, actually. Or actually, well, yeah.
What is it with Danny DeVito?
You have Danny DeVito as Pac-Man. You get that midget from... Austin Powers to be one of the ghosts.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. And then they could CGI the eyes after he gets a power pellet.
Actually, you could have that midget play the power pellet.
Yeah.
All right, did you mark midgets off the list there, Scott?
They're off. Midgets are off. They were already off. We've made fun of them before. Now we just need to make fun of gay Asian midgets. Then we're on our way. All right, let's do our crappy movie of the week, folks, because it deals with one of the crappiest movies ever made, in my opinion. And that
is... and the only one we have kept from mentioning for a very special reason.
Yes. Well, I mentioned it, but that's all. It's Street Fighter. Came out in 1994, directed by Stephen E. D'Souza. Ugh. Whoever that is, and I'm sure he's not working now. It involves the characters Colonel William F. Guile, General M. Bison. You get the picture. A bunch of dorks.
You know what the funny thing is, Scott? I've heard, but I haven't had the privilege to actually see them, and I want to. But I've heard that the animated Street Fighter series that is done in anime.
It's supposed to be really good.
It's actually very good.
Yeah, I've heard the same. So they should have stuck to that and not done this retarded thing.
The ironic thing about this movie is that this was the last movie that Raul Julia did before he passed away.
Yeah, he died not so long
after
that.
And the funny thing is that he had a pretty good acting career. I mean, he was a pretty good actor.
Yeah. You know what my favorite thing is? You got Jean-Claude Van Damme, Raul Julia, Damon Chapa, whoever that is, Simon Callow, Wes Studi, we like him. But what's funny is the chick that played Chung Li is played by a girl named Ming Na. They ought to just keep it the same. What's the damn difference? It's like the same stupid name, and now I've offended Chinese women as well.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, here's the plot outline. The plot outline is...
just marks off his list.
Exactly. Colonel Guile and various other martial arts heroes fight against the tyranny of dictator M. Bison and his cohorts. Sounds like a hell of a deal. So let's listen to...
You know, the big mistake in that movie was that they didn't keep the main characters as they should have been, which were, you know... What are their names again?
I don't know.
Ken? I mean, one of them is named Ken.
Yeah, his name is Ken. When they ended up calling him, hold on, Ken Masters. Anyway, by some guy.
You know, that is like the start of a joke.
Yes, it is. Okay, here's clip one.
Not what I can say.
Here's clip one from the film Street Fighter. It's a classic. Here you go.
A single boat against everything he's got? The pilot would have to be out of his mind.
Luckily, Bison has driven me crazy. So I'm going to do it.
Are they just reading it off cards?
Dude, that's horrible. Like, you know who that was?
I met Jean-Claude Van Damme on the street, and he talks like that.
Really?
You know what's...
Well, that's the problem, dude. He's supposed to be acting, not talking like a normal guy.
Did he kick your ass?
No. Didn't he actually get his ass kicked by one of his bodyguards?
Yeah, he did. One of his bodyguards beat him up.
Yeah, wasn't he drunk?
That has got to be bad publicity if you're a martial arts actor.
What's rather ironic is that Jean-Claude Van Damme's doing a new movie. It's Jean-Claude Van Damme versus Jean-Claude Van Damme in a movie called Van Damme Yankees.
Oh, my gosh. I knew it was coming. I could see it down the street. I could see it coming. It was rushing at us like a freight train.
You know something's wrong. Steven D'Souza, the guy who did this movie,
yeah,
he also did the second Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah.
He did the Judge Dredd movie. He did the Flintstones movie.
Ooh, let's but forget
you know,
that one.
He did the Judge Dredd movie. The Judge Dredd.
Okay, somebody help me out here.
The Judge Dredd movie.
Judge Dredd movie.
Was a steaming pile of crap.
Well, yeah, it was a bad movie, but visually, it had a lot of stuff that you could rescue.
That's true. That's true. But they also had that guy that sold, making copies, whatever his name is. He was in it.
And what's funny, though, is the guy who directed this movie, he started out as a writer, and he wrote stuff like The Running Man, Commando. He wrote episodes of V. He wrote episodes of Knight Rider and $6 Million Man when he started his career.
Knight
and then,
Rider.
Then as
so
soon
he
as
he probably knows the Hasselhoff.
And then what's bad is they put him behind a camera and it goes in the toilet.
Yep, that's what you get. All right, here's another one about hostages. Check this out.
What will prevent him from taking more hostages next month and asking for $50 billion, $100 billion?
Colonel, have you lost your mind?
No. You've lost your balls.
Yin or what?
No, wait.
So,
wait.
You can really never, I mean, you can listen to Van Damme forever. You're never going to get tired of listening to him.
Nope. He's he never gets old. Here's another
thing
one.
The thing is when you hear him, it's like, who gives him work?
No kidding. Well, he doesn't get much these days.
Nobody anymore.
Yeah. Here's one from Bison. I don't know.
Old.
Oh, this talks about Bison dollars. Apparently, he was changing the currency system of the world. Check this out.
This money isn't worth the paper it's printed on.
On the contrary, every Bison dollar will be worth 5 British pounds. For that is the exchange rate the Bank of England will set once I've kidnapped their queen.
The contrary.
Yes, hello. I've got Bison
dollars. I know what I'm about to say is cruel, but I mean they must have made so much fun of him in heaven for that.
Oh yeah, I mean, dude. As soon as he walked through the
got
gates,
there and
yeah.
God is there like going, man,
the contrary.
Yeah, hey Julia, way to go on those monster movies. Oh wait, that was Adam's family.
the thing is it sounds like everyone in that film is just like half-ass reading cards.
Yep.
Like no, they're putting no effort into it.
There is no doubt. Well, that is the crappy movie of the week, and that is our movie show, because we're out of freaking time. My gosh, I knew this would happen. We still have other calls we didn't play, and we have some emails, but guess what?
A new time
tough
poo.
Yeah, tough poo. We'll have to deal with it.
Time waits for nobody.
It waits for no man, and it waits for none of us. So we're going to end the show now. Thank you, all of you guys, for being here as usual. Now you say it all. You say thank you at once.
Thank you and good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be safe, everyone. Drive. I don't know what I'm trying to say. And Jeff, thanks for stepping into the shoes of the old other guy seat over there.
Yeah, thanks, new guy.
Yeah.
It's good to have you. And come here. Special thanks to Kim for coming home and taking care of the kids
calling
so they don't
in.
Die. Because I don't want them to die. Say goodbye to everyone.
See you guys.
Yeah. Oh, you're eating.
She's eating a Wookiee.
Oh, that's nasty. Hey, we'll see everybody next week for sure. We got a lot of stuff to talk about next week. And don't make sure you check out on Thursday our other show, The Instance, which you can find at theinstance.net. And also Geek Food, which you can find at geekfood.wordpress.com. And to get a hold of us, make sure you email us at myextralife@gmail.com. You can call us on the crap phone, which we really like, as you can tell. We'll play your messages. 206-203-CRAP. And you can use that phone line anytime. And make sure you send us emails. Send us lots of calls, and we'll see you guys next week. Well, welcome to Extra Life Radio, the podcast of pure delight. Brian, how are stuff? Pirates versus ninjas versus clowns versus mimes.
Yo, dog, he was getting it on.
I go around and I read and hug.
It's the only podcast that's pointless.
It was fun, like, for example, fucking nose hairs is fun.
We have a show so full, I believe it's actually leaking at this point. Can one of the quests in the game be me stabbing Amanda Tapping in the face?
You just stole my idea!
Oh. Wicked cool.
I think you had good rhythm.
Pull that one out of your butt.
You know, the cool thing is I keep on waiting for him to just, like, rock out.
Keck, I am Keck! All right, dude, stay out of Bangkok. You get some funny diseases there.
Ooh, I'm going to go solo.
I'm going to kill Brian tonight.
I pay $14.99 a month so I can come and tell you that my life sucks.
They better get on the stick is all I'm saying.
My notes are screwed up. We have so much to do, and I'm fiddling with my notes.
AutoSum, AutoSum, AutoSum.
You can shove that podcast up your ass.
This has been Extra Life Radio. I have been Scott Johnson, and that has been the panel cast.
Extra Life Radio.